Tēnā rakoutou katoa e tiwi, hakarongo mai nei ki tō tātou tāonga te reo irirangi o te hiko o te ika. Iwa tākou māwhitu ira tahi te iariri. Ai, ko te kai kōrero e whae ke nei, ko Tākuta Makarena Dudley, ki te koru e pāna ki tēnei kaupapa. Ngā hua ka puta mai i rotu i te reo Māori mō o mātou Pakeke, o mātou kaumātua me tērā mate wareware i rungi a tātou. Nō reira, tēnā koe e Tākuta Dudley.
Oh, tēnā koea.
Ai, mihi kawana kia koe, he whai wāhi, he whai wā ki te kororo kia hau, i rungi tō tātou tāonga te reo irirangi o te hiko te ika, e pāna ki tēnei kaupapa. Appreciate you joining us. Really awesome subject here, te reo Māori's unknown health benefits for elderly suffering from dementia. Firstly, can we start off with you introducing yourself a little bit more about who you are and where you're from?
Oh, kia ora, ko te rārawa te ao pauri, me ngāti kahu ngā iwi, ko Orawhana te maunga, ko Rangihiki te awa, ko Manukau Tukumarai, ko Makarena Dudley, and I work at the University of Auckland in the School of Psychology, and I'm also I also work at the Centre for Brain Research. I'm the Deputy Director Māori there. So I do a lot of rangahau into mate wariwari and Māori, and in one of the earlier studies that we've published on, we did a couple of years ago now, excuse me, we interviewed a lot of kaumātua around the mutu, and, you know, many themes came out about what they considered and what they saw to be protective factors when it comes to mate wariwari. And one of them was our language, te reo Māori, has been something that, and I think it was to do with, our kaumātua hearing it. They feel warm, they feel safe, they feel very, and it's a familiar, familiar to them, to their ears, particularly from, in terms of remembering hearing the kōrero in their childhood all the time. So the reo came across as a very strong factor in terms of, potential protection against the onset of mate wariwari. Some of the kaumātua talked about te reo Māori has been a gift, has been a medicine, has been rongo. It is, one kaumātua said, it is health for our thoughts. So, another queer told us that her husband used to go in there, into the marae, and the minute he spoke in te reo, this is to the kaumātua, the minute he spoke in te reo, my father was there, and for the whole hour they used to talk. You'd think that my father had nothing wrong with him. He remembered everything. But the minute you spoke English, that was it. He just didn't want to know. Sorry, I introduced that a little bit confusing. But so it just goes to show that in the reo, it's not only that they, a lot of our kaumātua have by the ability to speak the reo, which they might not have done for a long time, but they do it with love and with compassion. And it's just somewhere they want to be, which is where the reo is spoken and heard. So in that sense, it is very much, one could call it a protective factor, because if you go on to the marae, you're going to hear the reo, you're going to speak the reo. And being in that environment encourages people to be social, to be proactive in connecting with other people, and that in itself is a protective factor as well.
Mm. Tēnei mea te mate wareware, dementia, is this something that regardless of the reo Māori, as you're saying, and the impact that it has for our elderly, is it always trying to find a comfort zone or a protection measure in regards to dementia itself for our elderly?
What was the question? Again, I apologise. Sorry, what was the question again?
For those with dementia, what are we trying to achieve at times when supporting them? Is it about a protection measure or finding some comfort zone for them?
Well, it's both. You know, if the kaumātua has already been diagnosed with mate wariwari, one of the things that we need to work on is making their environment, their physical environment, familiar to them, so that they can function better, right? so, and one of the things that might include is having the reo, speaking the reo in that environment. So it's about familiarity. The more familiar the kaumātua is with their surroundings, and whether it be the physical surroundings or hearing the reo or eating kai, traditional kai, it's familiar to them. So that's the factor that assists them in their day-to-day life when they are, you know, trying to deal with this thing called mate wariwari. Mm. So that's what it's about. And it's certainly a comfort thing, but it's also a protective thing. And the longer that they, you know, that they are in this, the better and more familiar the environment is, the probability is, the likelihood is, that they will function better within that environment for a longer period of time.
Mm, absolutely.
So if you go and take, to highlight that point, if you take them to another environment which is unfamiliar to them, and this might happen with whānau who might move their kaumātua around, to share the load, if you like. If you take that kaumātua into another environment where it's not familiar, then that could be potentially incredibly anxious, anxiety-provoking for them, and really scary for them. And so it's all about familiarity.
And those positive triggers at times, I suppose, especially when they hear their own mita, reo o te kāinga, i te kāinga, and as you said, sometimes someone might just come in, their moko, or someone might sing a waiata that they once sung when they weren't so, overwhelmed and overcome by dementia, and that will bring back their familiarity for them.
Oh, definitely. Oh, absolutely. And, you know, not only does it trigger that familiarity from many, many years ago, so there's a huge sense of comfort in that, and aroha, and all those feelings are evoked. But it's also good for our kaumātua to be recalling and be reminiscing, and hearing that kind of input, if you like, that goes right back to their childhood, because it's actually helping those neuronal pathways, to those long-term memories, to stay strong because they're being used, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah, I'm also thinking about those real speakers, and man, I'm feeling like myself, how good and how amazing they will feel, the contribution that you'd be able to make simply by speaking our reo around others, and that could potentially be a rongoā for our kaumātua.
Without a doubt in my mind. I mean, there were just too many stories, that were relayed to me from kaumātua, from whānau, hearing that, you know, that when the person with mate wariwari was when it was being spoken to, you know, in the reo, was hearing the reo, then it's almost like the mate wariwari lifted, that it kind of disappeared for that period of time. So in my opinion, and my impressions were that the reo is definitely a rongoā in terms of mate wariwari, and probably in terms of many other health conditions as well, I would imagine.
Ai, rawe rau atu wēnei o ngā kōrero, he anau te tuku wētai o ngā kōrero ki o mātou whanaunga, pērā e taka ana ki tēnei mate wareware. I'm interested in giving it a go now and going out and having a little kōrero to a few of our whanaunga who do have the dementia at the time. But any final kōrero that you would like to share us? I know that you're a busy person at the moment, so makirena, sharing with our whanaunga up here in Te Hiko Te Ika, any words of encouragement, wētai o ngā kōrero aki pēl?
Well, I think, you know, the message is to get out there, be involved with our Māori identity, be involved with Māori activities, be involved with the marae, because that's where our oranga is, that's where our well-being is. And so it's not only the reo that you will hear, but it is all the other things that you experience, the activities, the kai, everything that that you experience on a marae, I believe, and from the stories that I've heard from many, many kaumātua, that the whole, you know, that whole environment and that whole experience is rongoā. So get out there and just really, you know, live our culture and live and love it. And it will, you know, it will just be so good for everybody in terms of health and well-being for Māori.
Ai, ngam hia tu kia koe mo wene o ngā kōrero me tō mahi, hei noho ngātahi me o mātou kaumātua ki te hakarongo ki o rātou ake kōrero nā rātou a no wene o ngā rongoā hoki. Nō reira, tāku kia koe i tēnei wā kia matāra, kia ora.
Kia ora, kia pai o te wiki o te reo Māori.
Ai, rawera watu. Ai, nō reira, tāku ta makarena Dudley Tera, koe ara tētahi o ngā pauako i tēra o ngā kuro psychology, ne? Nō reira, ai, rawera watu wera o ngā kōrero. Nō reira, mena, kei a koutou etahi o ngā whanaunga e taka ana ki tēra mate ware, tēnā kōrero atu ki a rātou mai, roto i tō tātou reo rangatira, tō tātou reo Māori, hei rungoa mō rātou. Nō reira, hakarongo tonu mai ki tō tātou reo irirangi o te hiko o te ika, iwa te koumāwhitu, iratahi te iarere.